Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, I'm going to cut right to the chase here. I think that the Ravens and Steelers, barring injuries to their quarterback or massive injuries, are both going to win at least 13 games. I think both teams have a real chance to win 14 games, honestly. Let me read, for example, what the Steelers have the rest of this season to you. They got the Ravens twice, okay? Other than that, they have Dallas, Cincy, and Jacksonville in order. That's the dregs of the league. Washington, Buffalo, Cincy again, Indy, and Cleveland. Ron, I honestly believe the Steelers have a chance to go 15-1. I think they have a very realistic chance to go 14-2. Other than Baltimore, I don't see any team that qualifies as very good. I'm not even sure I see a team that qualifies as good. I've watched Buffalo a number of times, but if you want to call them good, that's fine. Other than that, I just read you the teams. Dallas, Cincy, Jacksonville, Washington, Cincy again, Indy, and Cleveland. Is Cleveland a good team? I don't really think so. And now let me go with Baltimore, if you'll indulge me for a moment here. They obviously have the Steelers twice. We know that. Listen to their schedule. Other than that, Indy, New England, Tennessee, which is significant, Dallas, Cleveland, Jacksonville, the Giants, and Cincy. Ron, this is a high-stakes arms race where one loss can mean the difference, and I'm not sure that loss that the Ravens suffered to Kansas City, and that was a huge difference in these two schedules. Out of the AFC West, the Steelers got Denver. The Ravens got Mahomes because they won the division last year. I think both teams might go 13-14 wins. What do you think?
Man, Joe, I don't know that I'd go that high. Teams lose games that you think that they're not going to lose. We've seen the Steelers do that not all the time, but we've seen them do it enough over the years. I mean, I think Cleveland could beat them in Cleveland. I think Cincinnati could beat them. I think Cincinnati could beat, just about anybody. I think there's probably going to be a few losses. I could see 12-4 maybe. At the beginning of the year, I said Steelers 10-6, finish second. I'm going to still stay with that second pick until I see otherwise. But obviously, I think they're going to win more than 10 games. If they don't win more than 10 games now, I mean, if they go play 500 ball the rest of the way, they're going to go, 12-4? Is that my math right? 12 games left. I can't even – 10 games left, they'd go 11-5 if they just play 500 ball. I think they'll do better than that. I don't know that I would be quite ready to go 13 or 14 wins, though. I just know how crazy the NFL is.
I hear you. I just don't see it. Like between the Baltimore games, they have Dallas. Ron, they've Ben DiNucci. They might be the worst team in the league right now. Cincy at home and Jacksonville. Now, we know that Mike Tomlin is sometimes good for a horrible road loss. I know that. But I can't see them losing. They're going to be 9-1 at worst going into the next Baltimore game, and then they follow that with Washington. Maybe they lose to Buffalo. Maybe they lose to Cleveland. And Indy's a decent team. But I think they have a real chance, honestly, to go 14-2. I really do. And if they lose a divisional game, by the way, that may crush them in the end. Here are the divisional tiebreakers. I was refreshing my memory today. Obviously, head-to-head is the first one. I think it's very reasonable that these teams would split this year. Next after that is best winning percentage in games in the division, which means either of these teams lose to Cleveland or Cincy. That could crush them in the end. I don't think either will, honestly. And third is interesting. I think a lot of people would believe it's best one loss in the conference. It's not. It's best one loss in common games. And these teams have a lot of common games. They got Cincy and Cleveland twice, obviously. And then they both play Indy, Tennessee, Dallas, Houston, Washington, Philly, Jacksonville, and the Giants. I think Baltimore has a really tough game, the toughest game that either of these teams has outside of each other, and that's Tennessee coming up, Ron. So the long and short of all this is I believe the Steelers are well-positioned, even with a loss on Sunday, to win the division, and I think they're well-positioned to go at least 13-3. If they don't go 13-3, let's put it this way. If they don't go 13-3, I don't think they're going to win the division. I think the magic number is probably 13 for either team to win the division. Do you? What do you put the magic number at?
I don't know. I still think 12 might get it done. Maybe. We'll see. But I don't think the Steelers are going to win the division. I really don't. I think they're going to lose this week. And then, you know, I just think Baltimore's the better team until I see otherwise. And maybe I'll see otherwise starting Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to stick with my prediction. Second place playoffs, going to have to raise my win total from 10 maybe to 12. It wouldn't shock me if they go to Dallas if Dalton is back by then and they find a way to lose that game. I mean,
Be a disaster, Ron. Would be an epic disaster that might cost them. This is a year they cannot afford the Tomlin road loss. They just can't. They can't. I don't know.
I'll agree with that totally. They can't afford it if they want to win the division. That doesn't mean that it won't happen. How about Indianapolis? Indianapolis could beat them.
Sure, they could. But I don't know. Are you that impressed with them so far? Phillip Rivers is a statue. I think they're going to break him in half in that game if he's still even the quarterback. But you're right. You're right. Of course they could lose some games. I look at Indy. They lost to Jacksonville and Cleveland. They've beaten the Vikings, Jets, Bears, and Bengals. I just don't think they're very good. What I'm really trying to say here, Ron, is I think this is a chance for one of those special years for the Steelers. I think the schedule matches up just right. If you told me now they were going 15-1, I'm not sure I would say that's crazy. 14-2, definitely not crazy. If they take care of business week to week, and that would include in my thinking anyway, a possible loss this weekend in Baltimore. I definitely don't think that would be the end of the world here. Okay, let's break down Ravens and Steelers then. Let's just do it, what we think of these teams. And let's start at the most important position. Let's start at quarterback and compare Ben and Lamar Jackson, about as different as you could be from the quarterback position. But I'm not sure for this season and this season only, I wouldn't rather have Ben as my quarterback. You?
Yeah, I would think so. I would rather have him too, although it's just the uniqueness of what Lamar Jackson brings to the game. And even though when he's having a bad year, as you pointed out, his bad year is still pretty good. I mean, they're leading rusher. It's still really, really good. But overall, I probably would still take Ben at this point. I'm with you. I love the way he's running that offense. You know, now I know – you know, he had to cut the interceptions on Sunday. The only one I really had a problem with, one was tipped. The other one at the end of the half made no sense to me. But I love the way he's running the offense, and I think in one particular game, I probably would take him. Over the course of a season, Jackson, you know, he was a league MVP last year for a reason. I'd have a tough time going against him. But you want to tell me, Ben, I'd live with that very easily.
And that's a pretty big place to start. Is that position. And then I also believe Ben has better weapons on the outside. Hollywood Brown is a good player. I like him, but who else? And Andrews, the tight end, is a great player, I think. But overall weaponry, when you consider wide receivers, tight ends, you want to put running backs coming out of the backfield, whatever, I think Ben also has better weapons than Lamar. Do you?
There's no doubt. I think he has deeper weapons, certainly at the wide receiver position. Now, Antonio's cousin is turning out to be a really good player. Not that anybody's surprised by that. He came out with a high pedigree. He's clearly become a number one receiver, but I don't know what depth they have after that, and that's why there was at least some speculation on the outside that they might be interested in Antonio. They weren't. They didn't get it done. But I would probably agree that Ben has a few better weapons than they do. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were desperate enough to go after Dez Bryant on the outside. So that tells me all
How
I need to
that?
Know.
Yep. How about
well, let's
that?
Talk. Let's talk about the rest of the offense, the line, the running backs, and then we'll switch to defense, and we'll see where we're at with these two teams. You can weigh in here if you got a magic number for what it's going to take to win this division. I think it's going to be an unbelievable race. I think we're going to be sitting here with these teams 12-1, 12-2 at some point this season, something like that. And it might take 13. It might take 14. When I look at these schedules, really, the one game that stands out for the Ravens is the Titans, other than obviously when they play the Steelers. That's the toughest game I think either team has left on its schedule. And like I said, this is an arms race with two really good teams, two really favorable schedules, and it's going to be fun to watch. Let's continue with this breakdown next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.